Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
The Texans got back to work Sunday morning at the Houston Methodist Training Center, and they did so, at least in contact drills, without defensive end J.J. Watt. Now, before you start worrying, Watt says it's okay.
Working on the other field is just a matter of, you know, the work ethic of J.J. Watt, really, and not getting the reps with the full team.
No, it has nothing to do with an individual at all. It's just we're trying to give my elbow a little bit of a rest here, and that's all it is.
He's got a sore elbow, so we kept him out of contact, but the problem with that is everything was contact today, so he did individual, and that was it.
He also said that he'll continue to wear the elbow brace that he wore all of last year after suffering the dislocation here in camp in 2012. Back in the fold after missing time with a groin injury for the first time during training camp was linebacker Darrell Sharpton.
It feels great to, you know, anytime you're on the football field, it's a blessing and it feels good to be out here.
What was the toughest readjustment for you?
Nothing really. I mean, I've been in the system for a while. It's just back out here doing what I do best.
And head coach Gary Kubiak gave an update on the rest of what was going on health-wise with the team.
Gary Brooks walked off.
He banged knees with somebody and got sore, and so Cap pulled him out. So we'll go check this afternoon.
Cushing seemed to get even more reps today. Is that right?
He's basically a full-time participant now, Mark. We're going to keep him out of certain drills where we're doing a lot of contact, but for the most part, he's a full-time participant.
How important is that now for him in his stage?
Well, it's really important. He knows he needs the reps to get ready to play. We'll still keep our process going of where we want to be in a few weeks, but for us to be able to keep him totally involved is a good thing.
Were you expecting Arian out today?
Yeah, I was. I was expecting him out. Guys, his calf is fine. His back is sore. So, hey, you know, we keep going day to day. Ben's fine. It's just coming off the groin soreness, and hopefully he's back tomorrow or the next day.
Without Arian Foster, without Ben Tate, that means some other players got some time at running back on Sunday morning, and you're also going to see someone likely from that group start Friday night at Minneapolis.
I'll tell you what, though, those four young backs are doing some really good stuff. I mean, you guys watch them practice. I told them a while ago, there's nobody complaining about reps and opportunity. It's a really good group. I mean, there's four young men. They haven't missed a day. They're a lot alike in a lot of ways. They're all handling pass protection, which is impressive to me. So, you know, we're going to find us another back out of this deal, and what an opportunity for him.